Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Hour number two right here. 6:10 this morning. It's 81 degrees already in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 86, maybe 87. And there's a chance of thunderstorms as it has been all week long. Yesterday, there was a six-hour meeting in Molino. So we talked yesterday about this proposed development in Molino that would triple the population. It would bring businesses and other commercial establishments there, apartments, as townhomes, and single-family homes. And a six-hour meeting yesterday for the planning board, and the room was packed out full of Molino residents.
Oh, I bet it was, yeah. Saying, no thanks.
Not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you called it. You said, oh, I bet Molino residents are not going to like this.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I can't imagine.
They did not.
They should have bought that land then so nobody could develop on it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
So basically what came down to it is they made the argument. Their argument was, look, we live here for country living.
Right.
And you're taking away our country living. And so the planning board finished up. When it's all said and done, they went ahead and withdrew the rezoning requests, and they went ahead they recommended getting rid of the rezoning requests, but that is not a final thing. This is the request they send. The Escambia County Commission has to do the final approval, but basically they're probably going to follow what the planning board recommended, which is no rezoning. So basically, the development's essentially dead in the water.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know it was
revived in some way or another. Like you said, I mean, they have the land. So as long as they follow zoning requirements, they'll still be able to develop based on current zoning. But what they were wanting to do, they needed some rezoning done. And that's why there was a planning meeting. And dozens of people showed up too.
Oh, I bet. Everybody in town.
No. We're talking like 100 people showed up.
Oh, right. So
it's like all of Molino.
It is. There's not very many people, but man, they're great. It is such a beautiful area. And their water, like I'd mentioned this a little bit yesterday, but Pensacola tried to tap into their water system, and they're like, absolutely not. Molino has their own water, and it is great. It's out of the tap. It's fabulous. And that would put a strain on that, too.
What makes their water so good?
I don't know. The residents that stomp above it, I have no idea. It's clear. I think it's from a spring.
A little cocaine into the
I was going to make a joke about,
this is amazing water.
Hunter Biden passes by there.
More.
It's amazing water.
I just always want more water.
It's great water. But they do. They have this whole water service board, too, that's dedicated to, I mean, it sounds crazy. I'd never heard of it. And even the people that you pay the water for are just delightful. I know it sounds really stupid, but yeah.
Well, shout out
Molino water.
Molino right there.
Yeah, Molino's great, but yeah, I can see where residents would be pissed.
They were not happy.
Yeah.
And so looks like they've already kind of squashed it. I mean, but if you know developers at all, it's not dead yet. They're going to, they'll keep pushing and keep prodding and everything like that.
Well, can they not push on OLF-8? Hello.
Geez.
We need stuff there.
That's only been sitting there for.
I know. They're begging for development. Yeah, man. Come on.
And so it's just sitting there waiting for some approval. The latest on that one was basically the residents in the area didn't like the developer. They were going to bring in D.R. Horton.
That's right.
The builder. They didn't approve the builder. So it just goes back and, back and forth. So the plans are there for a long time. Same thing with the Bayfront area. There's been development plans for right next to Community Maritime Park forever.
That's
residential as well as commercial and mixed use, and nothing ever happens. So I've been a long advocate for, I would like to see our Bayfront right here in downtown to be more like a like if you've been to Chicago and they've got
like the Riverwalk. Yeah.
Or the Riverwalk, something like that. I was thinking of Chicago with the pier, Navy Pier.
Pier, right, right.
They got like a Ferris wheel and they got all these restaurants on the water and they have, you know, entertainment things on the water. Like, I felt like we really should build up our bayfront to be, like, highlight the water.
You know? Oh, sure, sure. And years ago, nobody thought that was going to happen because it was a sewage treatment plant. Old Stinky. Yeah. And Studer was like, come on, follow me. And it's great. One of the best parts about Pensacola.
Yeah. It's got more to do.
Yeah.
Got more to do. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. And not seeing anything. There was an accident on 87 and 98 in Navarre, which is a pretty obviously busy intersection. But that has been moved on to the side. Happened a lot earlier this morning. Berryhill, Dogwood, and Hamilton Bridge Road. Taking a look in Milton. Not showing any delays. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, I was asking about the water. It says, yeah, Molina Water has its own water service. It has four wells.
Oh, is that what it is?
It has a franchise that cannot be tapped into by outside developers without a franchise permission. This was part of the discussion yesterday. The franchise president spoke, and he isn't signing off. So, in other words, yeah, you can develop your little project, but you ain't getting water for it.
I'm saying, it's a weird thing with the water. I'd never thought about it ever before living in Molino. And,
I wouldn't have thought about that either.
It is great, though. Just go in, knock on a neighbor's door. Maybe don't do that, but the people in Molino are so friendly. They'd probably be like, here, draw some water.
Yeah, I'll just throw out Candy's name. Hey,
that's right. Candy
Cullerton
said I could come and get some water.
But Candy said I could come on over.
That's right.
And they'd be like, come on in.
The next time you're here, we'll have to go to Jimmy's Grill.
Yeah.
And just and order the food, but also get tap water.
The
I'll
one
show
place
you.
That's...
The one restaurant they have, yeah, besides the thumb. Saying.
Okay. NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, has just released a new hurricane forecast model. It's the HAFS, Hurricane Analysis and Forecast System. It launched June 27th. So it's officially underway right now. It is right now it's working in conjunction with their past models, but next year it's going to be the sole model. So it's comprised of five components: a high resolution moving nest, whatever the heck that is, high resolution physics, whatever that is, multi-scale data assimilation. Okay, you get the trend here. 3D ocean coupling and improved assimilation techniques. Okay, whatever. Basically, it's supposed to be a better tracking system. That's all I know. That's all I know.
Sounded very Star Trek.
So they're coming out with this better tracking system. It's supposed to do a better job of giving, one, it's supposed to be more accurate. Two, it's supposed to be do a better job of giving us warnings. And obviously, we always talk about the cone of uncertainty. It's supposed to make that cone of uncertainty a little less uncertain.
Oh, great.
So, there you go. Speaking of which,
when it's headed to Bobby's house,
Tropical Storm Dawn.
No.
Which is so unthreatening. Tropical Storm Dawn has now developed in the Atlantic. It is out there in the middle of nowhere. It's not even near Bermuda or anything. And it's headed straight north, and then it's going to like veer east, like head like southeast, actually. It's going to turn around and head like towards Africa. So we're not going to be threatened by Tropical Storm Dawn at all, none whatsoever, and there's really no threat of it, of any, like, there's no other threats out there in the Atlantic or the Gulf at this time, so good news right there. So you heard it right there at the beginning of the hour. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. So you heard it right there at the beginning of the hour. Lisa Marie Presley's cause of death has now been revealed, and it was an obstruction in her bowel. A small bowel obstruction. Oh, boy. And so there's a lot of different things that can cause bowel obstructions. They believe it might have been because she had recently had bariatric surgery, as well as recovering from a different kind of plastic surgery, and she was taking opioids. And if you abuse opioids, it can apparently cause blockages and blood clots and things like that. She apparently was known for taking medicine, like, you know, any kind of medicine, not just opioids, and forgetting that she took them and then take them again. And so she was apparently had a history of over-medicating herself on accident. And but So she had a blockage, a bowel obstruction, which was the cause of death, according to the... Now, I know that might seem like... Okay, honestly, like 5 weeks ago, I would have went, that's weird. But 5 weeks ago, my best friend growing up, like we were best friends from the time I was 10 until probably 25. And then, you know, he had a family and I had a family.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Kind of parted ways a little bit. Interesting enough, we actually went to lunch. We finally connected together, went to lunch in the spring, back in February.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it was March. Yeah, back in March, we went to lunch together just to catch up. We hadn't caught up for a while, but we were best friends all growing up. And 5 weeks ago, I get a phone call that he was in the hospital and was near death. And I'm like, what? I just saw him. And so I called up his mom mm-hmm. and talked to her, and he had a bowel obstruction and had to get rushed to the ER.
Man.
And they removed all but like 5 inches of his small intestine. And then he was basically the next day, the doctor said he was surprised to see he was still alive.
Thought
he was gonna
die
overnight in the hospital from a bowel obstruction.
What was what obstructs it?
His was similar to Lisa Marie's. It was a blood clot. They don't know where the blood clot came
from. Gosh, that's crazy.
How it developed or anything like that. They said it's just strange things can happen, but he had pain in his stomach for about 3 days and kind of ignored it.
Like people do.
And then finally when it just got too bad, he finally went to urgent care. They did blood work and they saw that he was declining and they sent him to the ER and they just did emergency surgery right then.
Oh, goodness.
But kind of crazy. And it's just one of those reminders, like, listen to your body.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is not a thing, an aneurysm type thing that just kind of hits. Like, she probably was dealing with pain for a while and was just probably taking more opioids in order mm-hmm. to deal with the pain. And turns out that was causing more problems and things like that. So kind of crazy.
Sad.
Some of the things that can still, you know, in today's day and age, we have such amazing scientific breakthroughs. It's amazing some of the things that can still get us.
Plus, you know? She's Lisa Marie Presley. Like, she could probably have paid people in Presley bucks. You know what I mean? So, like, she could just go to the hospital and go, just run me through one of the machines. you know what I mean? But, yeah, but people do it. They ignore health signs. So.
Yeah, ignore health signs.
Don't do that, people. No, we want you alive.
Bowel obstruction. I never would have thought. Now I know two people in the past month that... had that. My friend, by the way, is still in the hospital. He's recovering, though.
Okay, great.
He's doing better. So I actually just talked to him 2 days ago. So he's doing better. And they were able to catch it early enough, but boy, he was close.
Yikes.
And Lisa Marie wasn't. So that's unfortunate there.
That's sad.
Coming up here next, though, we'll get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. It's Pensacola Right Now. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat 7 adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Feedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hey, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, and of course at this time of the year, cooling obviously is what we're focused on, but look, you want to make sure that you get the right products, you want the right installation, you want to know that it's 100% satisfaction guarantee and that it's going to be done right the first time. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. They will take care of you. Right now, they have a $1,000 off a whole home generator from Briggs & Stratton, which is, you know, look, we have hurricanes, but we have minor storms, and we have, of course, all this rain means that sometimes the power goes out when it's not a big storm, and you want to be sure you're covered. Free sewer camera inspections, $250 off any repairs that need to be done once they do the inspection. They're hiring in Baldwin County. They're hiring HVAC technicians and plumbers, and they're now serving Baldwin County in addition location, of course, to Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, and a large location right here in Pensacola in Ellison Field. Check them out online, Peden, PEADEN.com.
Today, at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training, and tools, community, and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help you get started with a customized plan. Listen today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT impact-resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Before we go over to David, Candy, what do we got going on with traffic?
Taking a look at traffic. Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. An accident on 87 and 98, it looks like that has been cleared, so we're not showing any slowdowns there. Pretty easy way getting where you're going this morning, 437-1620. You can text in your traffic tips if you would. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's 82 degrees now, so already starting to warm up a little bit from what it was earlier. Going to be a high of about 87 today. Chance of thunderstorms, of course, later this afternoon. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, a federal defense bill is in doubt after House Republicans voted to restrict abortion access, bar transgender health services, and limit diversity training for military personnel. Democrats say that they condemn the moves and say that they won't support the defense bill with those restrictions included. Disney's CEO dismissing what he's calling a preposterous claim by Governor Ron DeSantis. Bob Iger denying that the company sexualizes children or is seeing a drop in theme park attendance due to its feud with the governor. Iger also said he believes that the company was right to speak up about LGBTQ rights. And Monday is the final chance for taxpayers to claim a tax refund from 2019. The IRS says that there's still $1.5 billion in refunds that have not been claimed from 2019. And they say that could be about 1.5 million taxpayers still eligible. If you do have an unfiled 2019 return, it has to be filed on in paper and postmarked by Monday to claim that.
Oh, wow. That's interesting because I just saw a story. So you said how many billions?
$1.5 billion in unclaimed refunds from 2019.
Is it just people are just like, I don't need the money?
I think it's probably just a lot of people that worked and just really don't care about filing taxes. Honestly,
that'll catch up with you.
I actually just saw another story that the IRS has it collected $38 million from high income tax delinquents. So, you know, people who make pretty good money who weren't filing their taxes, and they just collected $38 million from those types of individuals. So I guess in the meantime, they still have $1.5 billion to give out to people who aren't claiming it. So kind of crazy right there. Jobless claims down this week went from 249,000 down to 237,000. So that's good news. It's been over a month since we've been down in the 230,000 range for jobless claims.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Actors are joining Hollywood writers on strike for the first time since 1960 over issues including pay and the use of artificial intelligence to replace their work. Actors Union President Fran Drescher.
We are being victimized by a very greedy entity.
The Secret Service wrapping up its investigation into the small bag of cocaine found at the White House, saying it's been unable to identify a suspect.
It's very hard to buy it. I mean, this is the most secure building on Earth, and they can't figure out who brought a white, powdery substance into the West Wing of the White House.
It's Congresswoman Nancy Mace on Fox, with conservative lawmakers setting out to de-woke the military through a series of amendments in the annual defense bill. Democrats plan to oppose it in a possible vote today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 81 degrees, partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. The fourth gun violence roundtable meeting was held yesterday. Community leaders discussing Operation Brownsville. They heard from the public. Many were supportive of the goal and urged the community to come together.
We know they're not going to come to a roundtable meeting. We must figure out a way to ask the young people to stop the violence. Parents, it started in the home. Telling these children that they need to respect themselves first and then respect other people.
Others believe the plan should have done more to address poverty in the area. Sheriff Chip Simmons says he feels good about the outcome. County officials also announced millions of dollars of infrastructure improvements for the area, which will include new lights and sidewalks in Brownsville, as well as hundreds of summer youth internships that they say could result in permanent jobs. The Santa Rosa County Administrator taking ownership of the proposed shark fishing ban at Navarre Beach that led to a wave of outspoken residents and fishermen this week.
Commissioner Wright, Commissioner Smith, nor any other commissioner knew that that happened, and I have apologized to them for not bringing them into this matter and making them aware of it. I was simply handling this as a safety issue, not a political issue.
That's Devan Cook, and he says it was an effort to be proactive after county staff received word that there was interest in establishing a private shark fishing charter company for tourists. Ultimately, the county commissioners voted 5-0 to support a resolution supporting the fishermen and establishing that no new fishing zones would be established. Well, the first two blue marlins that were caught for the 2023 Blue Marlin Grand Championship Tournament are going to be weighed this morning. The two fish are 117 and 115 inches. They'll be weighed this morning at the wharf, and that weigh-in should happen in the next hour. Another insurance company changing how they do business in Florida, AAA, announcing that some of their property insurance policies are not going to be renewed. The company says it should only affect a small percentage of their Florida customers. AAA says it's necessary to manage risk and catastrophic exposure. It also says that it'll help, though, that they will help find those affected alternate coverage. Farmers Insurance already announced this week it won't be renewing its current policies or writing any new ones in Florida. A judge in Orange County expected to rule on a request by Walt Disney Parks and Resorts to toss out a lawsuit filed by a revamped special district. This comes amid the ongoing feud between Governor DeSantis and Disney over the law he signed in May that limits Disney's ability to self-govern.
Today, the corporate kingdom finally comes to an end.
And Disney wants to dismiss or put that lawsuit on hold. It was filed by the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District seeking a ruling that agreements between Disney and the former Reedy Creek are now null and void. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92. 3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the 5s. Candy, what are you seeing?
Not much right now. It looks like everything is running smoothly, which is nice. It looks like Longleaf, except for the bridge, Mobile Highway, Pine Forest North, Blue Angel Parkway, Community Drive, not showing any accidents right now. If you have a traffic tip, though, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Appreciate that update. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Active pattern continuing for today as we wrap up the work week. A very high chance of rain as we go through the daytime hours. Keep an umbrella close. Highs will be near about 90 degrees. And through the weekend, rain chances will stay high as well through the afternoon and daytime hours. So looks like no break just yet for the rain. Highs are going to continue in the 90s through the weekend, and lows will be in the mid to upper 70s. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
82 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, 80 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
You know, with your money now. Today, investors will parse through reports from several big banks as the curtain rises on second quarter earnings season. We just heard from the nation's largest bank, and there's a lot to like. JPMorgan Chase beat analysts' expectations for profit and revenue as the company continues to thrive in a high interest rate environment. It's JPMorgan's first report since acquiring failed First Republic Bank, whose assets may help cushion the bank against declining deposits and slowing loan growth. On Wall Street, JPMorgan's strong report has helped turn futures mixed. The market has posted gains every day this week, thanks in large part to two key reports showing inflation is softening. Hollywood is effectively closed for business. Unable to reach a deal with producers, members of SAG-AFTRA will join up with more than 11,000 already striking film and television writers today. Failed negotiations with the studios mean all film and television productions will halt immediately. That's your money now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit BeSensibleSmart.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at BeSensibleSmart.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
You know that feeling when the car you drive starts to turn? I don't mean starts to turn in the corner. I mean starts to turn into a car you don't want anymore. Like, you know it's getting to be too long. It's not really doing what it should. You sometimes wonder maybe even whether it's going to work properly, but you're always talking yourself out of replacing it. Well, if that's where you're at, go to Frontier Motors. Look around and see. So here's what's going to happen. You'll go, you'll try a couple of cars, you'll find something that you really love. You might find something that you love a little bit less, and then you have to make a decision, but that's okay. Because in the end, you'll come away with a car that you're happy to drive, and you should be happy to drive your car. You shouldn't be thinking, oh no, is it time? Well, if you're thinking that, it is time. Go to Frontier Motors, check it out, get a new car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
That huge data breach from a few weeks ago has probably moved off your radar, but your information could still be on the dark web. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious activity, like someone using your info. If there's a problem, LifeLock's U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but LifeLock will help protect your identity long after this breach is forgotten. Save up to 25% your first year. Use promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Got a text here about rain. Rain's coming down in pace right now, and they said, and it seems to be the roads are holding water. And so yeah, up by Milton Pace area, that's what looks like where the rain is right now, looking at the threat net radar. And it's going to be headed like kind of the rainstorm looks like it's going to be headed southeast. Like that direction towards Navarre. And then it'll be later this afternoon, like 11 or noon, that we'll start getting rain in this, like in Pensacola area. So, but yeah, already hitting some rain a little north of by like Milton and Pace area, according to ThreatNet radar. It's 82 degrees, going to be a high of about 87 today. If you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text as well, 850-437-1620. I wanted to hit this story last segment, didn't get a chance to, so I just want to hit it real fast. If you want to weigh in on it, text us. Italian man cleared of assault. Italians very upset about it. He was accused of sexually assaulting a teenage girl because he groped her. The judge didn't find that he did not grope her. The judge ruled that it wasn't considered assault because it was under 10 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
What would you do to somebody that did that to your daughter, Bobby?
I mean, oh my gosh.
I know.
And this girl was 17, by the way. 17-year-old
still,
girl.
Oh my gosh.
She was groped by a caretaker as she walked up the staircase. No. But apparently, grabbing a girl's buttocks is fine as long as it's under 10 seconds. So there's literally protests in the streets going on right now in Italy over this. And I could see why. That would make sense. Oh my goodness. I'm surprised in 2023, even though this is in Italy, it's not the United States. I don't care. It's still a first world country. It's not a third world country, you know. I'm surprised in 2023, there's a judge out there who goes, that's not really an assault. It's under 10 seconds. And so I guess part of the protest, women are like groping, or I don't know how they're doing, but apparently they're doing videos to show how long 10 seconds is. Like, that's a very long time.
It really is.
And can you imagine being some stranger is groping you and he's like, that was just 9 seconds. You can't do anything. Like, what? 10 seconds is like forever.
It is. That's awful. That's really awful. Somebody should touch that judge uncomfortably.
Yeah. So,
for longer.
Very, very bizarre. So. Oh, man. Just. Wow. That's a long time. And I'm surprised a judge would rule that in today's day and age. Sports betting could be legal here in Florida in August. In fact, it looks like it's on its way. So a couple of years ago, Governor DeSantis worked out a deal with the Seminole Tribe to allow, you know, because Seminole Tribe pretty much controls all gambling in the state.
That's right.
And so they've been the legislature have been trying to pass sports betting for years. But basically, the Seminole Tribe is like, you ain't doing it unless you're going through us on that. So the governor worked out a 30-year deal to basically work through sports betting with the Seminole Tribe. There was a lawsuit, of course, by other groups, like I just went blank on the groups, but you've seen the ads for the sports betting apps.
Oh, sure, sure.
And those groups sued because they were like, we don't want to work through the Seminole Tribe. We want to just be able to
come on to Florida and do the apps.
Yeah, come on to Florida and let our app run, you know?
Yeah, they're not brick and mortar. I mean, I could see their side, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, not better.
And so it got... So it went through a lawsuit. Federal Appeals Court on June 30th gave the green light to the 30-year compact. They basically said sports betting would be allowed via cell phones and other electronic devices as long as the bets are channeled through servers that are found on tribal lands. That's the caveat.
Huh.
So,
okay.
There's something to deal with the Florida Constitution. There's something to do with, you know, tribal rights, where the tribes have rights to be able to do gambling and stuff like that. And so they said, as long as the bets go through the servers that are found on tribal lands, it can work. They can do it. So this is expected to go into effect August 21st, just weeks before the football season begins. So there you go. Might have sports betting. I say might, by the way, because there's already a bunch of groups who are lining up some civil lawsuits to try to stop it.
A group
called No Casinos is trying to sue to just stop any kind of gambling expansion in the state of Florida. I have some thoughts on that right after Traffic on the Fives.
Okay, and this is brought to you by Irish Spring. You can fill your shower with a fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring and the sensational Irish Spring suds. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. You can pick up Irish Spring today. Bobby mentioned earlier, we did get a text saying it is pouring down rain in Pace, and it's heavy. Highway 90 in Pace is holding water, so be careful, and certainly be careful wherever you are. 437-1620, if you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I guess I didn't realize we didn't have betting here.
We do.
I guess because I'm not a better
sports betting.
But
you can go to the casino. You can play slots. You can play your craps. You can do stuff like this. But you can't do online betting for sports games.
Oh, here. Online. Right, right. Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. I was going to say, because I've certainly bet a couple of times on some Sweet 16 action and, you know. Basketball.
But not on a server.
Just app. With.
There's all these apps that are growing like crazy.
Yeah.
You see them, but they're not allowed here. In fact, that's only sports betting is, or like online sports betting is only legal in 37 states right now.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, we'd be the 38th state to legalize it. But there's this group called No Casinos. They're a 45-year-old organization that fights expansion of gambling. And they said they're filing a lawsuit to try to stop this. They said the Florida Constitution requires that Florida voters, not politicians or lobbyists, have the final word when it comes to gambling authorization.
Oh.
So that part made me laugh because I don't know anybody who doesn't want to have sports betting. I'm like, so if you're going to leave it up to the Florida voters, you're going to be highly disappointed.
Yeah, I'm going to say they proposed weed. I mean, you know, I mean, weed's
yeah, exactly.
Okay. There's liquor, yeah. Guns. You don't have to, yeah. Bring on the betting.
And the voters right now are trying to get on the ballot for 2024 legal weed, not
medical marijuana.
You know, they're looking for legal recreational marijuana.
Is there a difference?
And you think they're going to turn down sports betting?
Yeah, right.
Come
I know.
Come on. You're going to be disappointed. You want to put that up to the voters.
In Florida.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I thought that was kind of funny. Speaking of weed, since you brought it up, it was like to put into my next story. There was a new study done of how much cannabis consumption is done by state, per state. So they looked at, I don't know exactly how they did this survey, but they did some big national survey, and they looked at some other data as well, and they came up with a share of residents 12 years old and older who have used marijuana in the past year. And 12 years old is because medical marijuana can
be... Right, sure, the Charlotte's Web thing, and absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So share of residents 12 years old and older who have used marijuana in the past year. The top state is Vermont. 30% of residents have used marijuana in the past year. That was kind of surprising to me. 30%?
Have you ever been to Vermont? I mean, there's a Ben & Jerry's factory.
Oh, that's true. Ben & Jerry's
Bernie Sanders is their guy, so I imagine they'd be smoking weed all the time. Plus, they're flooding right now.
Not surprisingly... Oregon came in second.
All the places with the farmers markets. Oh, Alaska. Hey, yeah, Oregon's, there's nothing like, else to do.
They're one of the first ones to also legalize it fully. By the way, these states are all, it's fully legal for recreational purposes. I've mentioned this before on the afternoon show when I was doing that. There's more states now where marijuana is legal recreationally than where it is completely illegal now.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
We still have a lot of states like Florida where we have medical marijuana, but it's not legal for recreational uses. There's a lot of states like that, but there's actually more states now where it's fully legal than fully illegal. It's kind of crazy.
That is wild.
So where does Florida fall on this list? Actually, we're way down at the bottom. 43rd. Only
out of 50 15%. States? Oh, wow.
Only 15% of the population has used marijuana in the past year. So we're 43rd on the list. So, you know, 7th, 8th, lowest. The least amount actually surprised me. Texas.
No.
Texas, where it's still mixed use there. It's still mixed legal there. But I figured with Austin and San Antonio and Dallas and Houston.
Yeah, just those four cities alone should make up exactly. for all of the weed. Yeah, no kidding. Huh? I'm surprised.
That's what I would think. But no, only 12.6% of the population used marijuana in the past year. Alabama is next at 12.7%, followed by Utah, which was probably the one I would have thought would have came in number
one. I would have thought it came in last, too.
Yeah, last, yep. Then South Dakota and Nebraska, which is interesting. Those other states, Texas, Alabama, Utah, South Dakota, they're all mixed legal. Mm-hmm. So you can get medical marijuana. But North Carolina and Nebraska, it's fully illegal. And there's still more people using it there than those bottom states that I just mentioned.
Well.
So I think that's kind of funny. In fact, the one that really highlighted to me was Kansas. It's fully illegal in Kansas. Can't use it for medical purposes or nothing. And it came in 24th most used cannabis per resident.
Well, you know what? 24th. That makes sense. When you say this out loud, let me tie this back to food. You got Kansas and you got North Carolina and you got barbecue. You know, and okay. I mean, I can't, no. I don't know, if I lived there.
So you're associating it with food.
And munchies, yeah. Like, hell
munchies
yeah.
And food.
Bring on the barbecue. Yeah. It's helping the barbecue
thinking,
profits.
In Kansas, there's nothing else to do.
Right,
you're
except watch like, Wizard of Oz over and over.
Boring.
And, yeah, farm. Yeah. No, I hear Kansas. Yeah. I've never been to Kansas, but yeah, what else?
Well, I've been to Kansas many times. Yeah, it's boring. It's one of the horrible states.
It's like upstate New York. There's nothing to do. So.
Oh, come on, upstate New York. You got the lakes up in upstate New York, and you have tons of snow that you have to shovel every single day in the winter.
I'm aware.
Lots to do.
I'm aware. That's why I'm a tough lady.
Yes. It's terrible.
It is.
Coming up here next, we get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Stick around.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is proud to bring Sportsman's Night Out back and bigger than ever. Join us as we welcome the star of A&E's Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker to the Pensacola Bay Center on August 3rd. You could win a camper from Carpenter's Campers, Kubota tractor from Coastal Machinery, a HVAC system from Florida Air, and more. It'll be an incredible night for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you August 3rd at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Why do you love your favorite pair of jeans? What keeps you connected to your oldest friends? How do you know that the solution you seek is right for you? The answer is simple. It's the fit. And at Pinair Credit Union, we believe your finances should fit you perfectly. It's the right checking account for how you spend your time and money. It's the right loan for where you are and where you're headed next. It's local banking that's as comfortable as your favorite pair of jeans. Join us at Pinair.org. You'll fit right in. Pinair Credit Union is insured by NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Get ready to get down with the legendary disco and dance group, KC and the Sunshine Band, Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater, celebrating 50 years of making booty shake.
Shake your booty, shake your booty.
Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. KC and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Singer Theater.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's own On the Rocks takes all your musical favorites, shakes it up, twists it, then adds their own unique and special flavors, serves it to you on the rocks. Fans on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
What would you think of a car mechanic that, when you took your car in to see him, said, "You know, I don't think you really need to fix this right now. It's going to be fine." I mean, it seems counterintuitive that somebody try to talk you out of doing business with them, but at least you'd know they were honest. You would know that they were telling you for sure what was right. So what about a realtor who tells you maybe sometimes it's better not to buy, or it's better to keep renting? May seem counterintuitive, but it does happen. I know because I watched Christina Leavenworth make a video about this just recently where she said, you know, there are some circumstances where it actually makes more sense for you to rent. And then she went through and listed all of them. And the point of that is simply this. Why would a realtor try to talk you out of buying a home unless she was always just passionate about giving you the best information for whatever your circumstance is? See, that's the Christina Leavenworth that I know. You can always count on her to give you the straight answer, even if it's counterintuitive or something that doesn't like personally benefit her, because she just wants to see everybody get the best advice. So when it comes to buying or selling a home, I mean, you just can't do any better than that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. We were talking about the low number of or percentage of Floridians who use marijuana compared to other states. We're in the bottom seven. And I was surprised and got a text here that says, yeah, Florida's good liars about our weed use.
I was going to say, yeah, who's going to be, oh, yeah, over here. Bring in the bong. Yeah. I mean, come on.
That could be that, too. But like, yeah. I said, there's some states where it's fully illegal and they're ranking way higher than us.
Well, they're probably more honest in Kansas.
Yeah.
Than Florida. I don't know. I do not know. I do not know.
Kansas is honest, and mm-hmm. Oklahoma, they're like, yes,
unlike Texas and Florida, fine. The liars.
Used it. Yeah. That's right. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Candy, what we got going on with traffic?
Not much right now. It looks like everything's running smoothly, not showing any problems on 10 or 110. It is raining. Somebody had texted in earlier and said it's raining so hard in Pace and 90s, still holding some water. So be real careful, of course, wherever you are. And if you see an accident or a slowdown, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, okay, Texas, Kansas, and Iowa. No reason to go to either one of them. Actually, I'll challenge you on the Iowa one. Having lived in Des Moines for 3 years, Des Moines is actually a pretty cool place. I was very surprised at Des Moines. And Cedar Rapids is a pretty neat place, too. Kansas, there's nothing. Nebraska, nothing. Forget about it. It's horrible.
I know somebody.
It's a horrible experience to drive through those states.
I bet it is.
It's
you're
horrible.
A driver.
Yeah, I've driven all over this country many, many times. It is not. Those are terrible. When I get to those states, it better be night so I can just drive through the night.
And that's nice.
To see them.
Well, I know somebody from Iowa.
Who would that be?
Dave. Yeah, speaking of David, let's go to David in the newsroom.
Well, film and television production coming to a standstill in Hollywood, and SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher says the union is going on strike after they didn't reach an agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers.
How they plead poverty, that they're losing money left and right when giving hundreds of millions of dollars to their CEOs. It is disgusting.
It's the biggest entertainment shutdown in decades. Hey, apparently Chipotle is testing out a robot now to speed up guacamole production.
The Autocado cuts, cores, and peels the fruits. The fast food chain's decision comes as the restaurant industry faces a labor shortage. An employee will continue to mash the avocados with the other guac ingredients, including salt, lime juice, and jalapenos. I'm Brian Shook.
And there you go. They're going to have so much guac.
So all the robot does is de-seed the avocado.
Apparently, I thought it was going to do more.
Yeah, I thought it was going to like
I was thinking like a super robot putting it all together, maybe even serving, I don't know.
Yeah, this sounds like a
healthy
lazy
fats,
robot.
Healthy
they need
fats.
To get a better robot.
Right.
Maybe the good robots are on strike.
That's right.
Or in Kansas.
Like, pay us more. How do you pay a robot anyway? Oh, artificial intelligence. You give it more artificial intelligence. They're like, we want to be smarter. And so that's how they strike.
That's it. You
know? Let's see. The robot revolution is right around the corner.
Dependable traffic on the fives. Weekdays on News Radio 92.3.